Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. District 40 State Senator Ken Rosemu represents Pella and all of Mahaska, Monroe, and Appanoose counties in the Iowa Senate. He joins us on today's program to preview the 2020 legislative session. Well, and we're previewing the 2020 legislative session here with Senator Ken Rosenboom. And Senator, obviously going into an election year and a lot of things that have been going on over the past couple of years in state government since you've been serving in this term, your thoughts and kind of initial thoughts about the upcoming session and some of the priorities you've been thinking and working on in this quote unquote off time between last session and the one coming up.
Well, I'm always eager to get started again in January. Of course, we're going to start with working on the budget from day one, and that generally means and will mean this year that we will focus on K-12 education funding, since that takes such a huge piece of our state budget. We have to get those pieces in place early so that we can build the rest of the budget, and of course so that our school districts can make plans for their budgeting process coming up soon in a couple of months after. So that'll be the number one thing. And of course, that budget work is the biggest single thing we do, is pass a balanced budget every year. So you mentioned it being election year. I think it'll be relatively quiet as compared to the last two or three years where we've done a lot of heavy lifting.
The latest numbers and the numbers you and the Senate and the House will be working with when it comes to the budget have been released in terms of projections. It shows the current fiscal year, the Revenue Estimating Conference had bumped up again the upcoming fiscal 2021 number, to 2.9%. What were your initial reactions to the increasing numbers? And while it doesn't sound like a lot of money, what are some of the things you'll be looking at when it comes to the increase in revenue?
We are encouraged by what appears to be success in our past budgeting and tax proposals that we've passed, a tax reform. The revenue, as we hoped, continues to stay strong. It would be even much stronger, I think, if our farm economy would experience a turnaround. But even with that, we have a good numbers to work with, and that's always good news. The part that maybe the public doesn't experience quite as keenly as we do is the fact that when people know there's more money to be had, everybody wants more money for whatever their pet project is. So that's always a balancing game, and there are some areas that we do need to beef up spending, but the constant budget battle, just like all of us fight at home.
One of the announcements made by Iowa Senate Republicans is that you will be serving now on the State Government Committee. What was your initial reaction to being a part of that, and what are some of the tasks and duties you'll have on that committee?
Well, that came a little bit out of left field. I'm a little surprised by it, and it will make me busier. One more set of committee meetings, subcommittee meetings. But I'm eager to do it. I don't go into it as with all my other committees, I have several years of experience. I do not have that on state government. The one thing that comes to mind, certainly, is Iowa is known for having many, and some would say too many, boards and commissions. And I think we need to take a close look at that. I understand maybe that the governor is working on a proposal to pare that down a bit, and I would be strongly supportive of that. So, and that may be one of the reasons I was put on that committee. I'm not sure. But then eager to work on that. Hopefully we can trim and make more efficient the process of state government.
And you'll still be chairing the Natural Resources and Environment Committee. Anything on that you're looking ahead to that may be of interest or note?
It may be very quiet on that front, or it may be very notable. And the reason I say that is that every year we are faced with the option of raising the state sales tax 3%, which Iowa voters did pass in 2010 by way of referendum, but it's never been funded by the state legislature. And so all I'll say about that, and there's two sticking points on that. Number one, I, along with many others, have no interest in raising taxes on anyone. So I would look at that possibility only in the context of greater tax reform where there was an equal offset somewhere else. And number two is that the spending formula on that proposal, on that referendum, has been in place for all these years and is very problematic in my view and in the view of many. So I've been working actually very hard the last few months on revising that formula in the event that this question comes up, because we clearly have to take a view of how we spend that money wisely before we can consider actually pulling the trigger on it. And as the chairman of this committee, that falls on me to help sort through that.
Anything else that comes to mind about what's coming up the Senate, or anything else that you're kind of looking at? Even you mentioned funding, and school funding will probably be the thing that kicks off the most. But anything else in January as you get started?
Well, yeah, I think all Iowans are interested in and concerned about mental health issues. We have put in place 2 years ago the access centers to make Iowans make mental health services available to all Iowans within a relatively small distance, and last year on some children's mental health. But we need to look at the funding on those, and those are the things that I refer to that we probably need to bump up some spending. And that's been our plan all along, is to get the structure in place to provide those services and then begin to fund them a little more robustly than we have.
The 2020 legislative session begins on Monday, January 13th. Hear Representative Dustin Heights' interview at kniakbrless.com. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakbrless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of West Sioux Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.